This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. What's it mean for you? The federal government's headed for a shutdown if Congress doesn't act by Saturday.
Government funding expires October 1st. A shutdown would begin at 12:01 a.m. Social Security checks will still go out. Mail will be delivered. But millions of federal employees, including members of the military, won't receive paychecks. However, the president and Congress will continue to get paid. Federal agencies will stop all actions deemed non-essential. Millions of women and children risk losing WIC's nutrition assistance. People applying for government services like clinical trials, firearm permits, and passports could see delays. National parks could see disruptions. Even the Statue of Liberty is not exempt. I'm Julie Walker.
This is absolutely unprecedented. That's how one expert describes what President Biden's doing today. He'll join striking auto workers on the picket line today in suburban Detroit. The President of the United States joining an ongoing strike. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He is the most pro-union president in modern times. That is not something that he's given himself that title. That is something that labor unions have given to him, and he wears that very proudly.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Former President Trump will meet with striking auto workers tomorrow in Michigan instead of joining the Republican presidential candidates debate. UPS plans to hire more than 100,000 workers and pay them more to help handle the holiday rush this season. Seasonal package drivers will get starting pay of $23 an hour under a new agreement. In London, so many workers are sick at busy Gatwick Airport's air traffic control division that they're limiting flights this week. Some of the workers have COVID. This is AP News. The U.S. says it's captured an Islamic State militant in Syria. The AP's Norman Hall with this story.
The U.S. military has captured a key Islamic State militant in Syria. U.S. Central Command says an operator for the Islamic State extremist group was captured during a helicopter raid in northern Syria. The operator, Abu Halil al-Fadani, is said to have had relationships throughout the ISIS network in the region. A command spokesman says the capture increases the chance that U.S. counterterrorism operations will be able to target additional members of the group. The U.S. has approximately 900 troops in Syria focused on countering the remnants of the Islamic State group, which had held a wide swath of Syria until 2019. I'm Norman Hall.
This morning in South Africa, 8 people, including 4 children, were electrocuted and died in 2 separate events after days of heavy rain caused flooding near Cape Town. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.